Win 106.9, Jackson's Real Country Morning Show. Hey, it's Shane. Very excited to have this lady spending some time with us on the show this morning. CMA Award winner, Grammy nominated, from books to Broadway to Donnie and Marie to Marie Osmond.
How are you, Shane?
I'm doing very well. And how exciting for you to have new music out right now.
Oh, you know what? It's so crazy. I really have been so blessed through my life, from Paper Roses at age 12 to Songs with My Brother to, you know, No Stopping Your Heart, Meet Me in Montana with Dan Fields, you know, just wonderful songs. Really hadn't thought about recording again, and I just kind of got this feeling inside like, come on, Marie, another album. And it debuted number 10 on Billboard, and I was just like, shut up. This is so, I have the best fans in the world.
Even without all the previous success going into it, you know, since it's been a while since your last project, you had to be a little nervous when it came out to wonder what the reception would be.
Well, you know, that's why I believe in following my gut. I don't follow it all the time because I would eat pizza every day. But
well, they have that on Nutrisystem, right?
Oh, they do, and it's really good, actually. I don't live on Nutrisystem anymore. I lost my 50 pounds, but I keep certain foods in my house because I just like them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Pizza is just one of them. It's really good. But anyway, I just really felt like that there was another album, and I figured, you know, what the heck, I love music, and it has always been. It's funny, if you listen to the lyrics, growing up in this business over 5 decades, you know, music was my drug of choice. I never got into the drug scene, and every time I felt, you know, sad or happy or whatever, it was music that I turned to. I'm a music junkie. I love it.
Well, you know, from all these things we talk about, you know, obviously music is doing well for you again, you know, debuting in the top 10 when it came out back in April. You've done Broadway and film and television. Has there been a moment or has there been something in your career that's kind of been the crowning achievement, the proudest moment you've had?
I think when my first record went number one at age 12, you know, because I really, Shane, I made a very calculated decision because everybody was ready for me to go into pop music because all the doors were opened because of my brothers. And you remember my brothers, right? Michael, you know,
Yeah. No,
Marlon.
I think that's the wrong set of brothers, isn't it? It wasn't any ABC 123 around your house, right?
No. But no, I'm teasing. But, you know, I had that door and those avenues open to me, and I really made a, you know, it was a scary decision, but I wanted to because I love country. And I went to my mom, and it was so beautiful because Sonny James just swept me up into his arms, and he says, absolutely, you want to sing country, let's do it. And I will never forget flying into Nashville. And back then, everything was done live. We had over 60 musicians in the room live with me, from the Jordanaires to strings to, you know, all your percussion. I mean, it was crazy. And here I was, this 12-year-old girl, and it was just, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Well, one thing I know that has to be up there on that list that we are, have been a part of now, actually, this year, 15 years, is your involvement in creation of the Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, I love that you guys do that. And I hope everybody listening to this realizes what an incredible gift you are giving to your community by doing your radiothon. And I just commend you and adore you and thank you on behalf of the kids. You'll never know the lives that you touch by what you do.
Absolutely. And actually, ours is coming up next week. And, you know, I think in the 15 years, if I'm doing the math right, about $1.3 million for LaBonner in Memphis. And that's just a small part of all these great hospitals nationwide that you and John Schneider have just been instrumental in helping kids all these years.
Well, you know, we started, you know, John and I dated. Did you know that?
I don't know that I did know that.
Yeah, when he was in Dukes and I was doing Donnie Marie, we were dating and things were going really, really well. And we were just hitting it off, and all of a sudden I realized that he was secretly sending flowers to Donnie. And so, no, I'm kidding.
Now, that's a story I didn't see in the headlines.
No, but we did, and we were actually doing one of the award shows. I can't remember which one, but they asked us to do a charity, and they said, well, you know, you can't because you've done this one, and you can because you, you know. And we looked at each other and said, that's stupid. We should be able to help whoever we want with our celebrity. And we realized that, you know, children's hospitals treat everything, whether it's a blood disease, cancer, accident victim, burn victim, muscle disease, whatever it is. all of these great causes have to be treated, and children's hospitals are last on government funding. It is so bizarre to me, I can't stand it. And so really it's the community that supports the local children's hospitals. So, you know, if, as long as they're supported, they'll be there, but if they're not, they won't. And really, you know, as a mother of eight, I know that when I needed a hospital, boy, the first place I took my kids was a children's hospital.
Marie Osmond with us, Music is Medicine, the new album. You've got to check out new music from Marie. A couple of things I want to mention about the album is some very cool duets on there, too. It's not just all Marie, right?
No, I have some wonderful friends on board. We have John Rich from Big and Rich, Marty Rowe, Diamond Rio, Olivia Newton-John, Alex Boyer, who's got a lot of... I think his last single just was number two on the Christian charts. But just wonderful friends, dear friends. And the music is... Every song has powerful meaning, and, you know, the one with Olivia, we were both laughing, saying, she's the only girl on there with me, and she's my dear friend, I love her, but we were saying that this song, you know, Getting Better All the Time, you couldn't sing that when you're 20 or 30 or even 40, you know, time makes it so you can sing that song legitimately, and so there's some wonderful music. I have to say, though, Music is Medicine really kicked quickly because you support Children's Miracle Network. The video, I don't know if you've seen it, have you?
I've seen that, yes.
We shot that in a children's hospital, and it's fun because I'm an alien in the video, and I did it because every time I go into a children's hospital to visit the kids, they only know me as the Nutrisystem lady. So I thought, well, I'll do something really memorable for these kids. I'll be an alien or something like that, so I'm not just looking like the Nutrisystem lady. Well, now they know me as the alien Nutrisystem lady, so it didn't work.
How is it when guys come up that grew up watching the Donnie Marie Show say, you know, you were my childhood crush?
That's not crazy. That's awesome.
Can I make a confession here this morning? I still have the Donnie and Marie doll in the purple dresses, okay? I have the originals from the 70s in my attic right now.
Oh,
I could go home and get them.
I love you. That's so great.
And speaking of Donnie, you guys are still performing some, right?
We are. You know, we were supposed to be in Vegas, Shane, for 6 weeks, I think the original contract was. And we are now negotiating our ninth year. Isn't that insane?
Wow. Yeah.
And it's, you know, voted best show in Vegas. So you need to come see it. It really is a fun show. I do, of course, Music is Medicine is the show, the new single, Baby, You're Crazy. You know, I do Nessun Dorma from Madame Butterfly. I performed on Broadway, so I can sing, you know, multiple genres, you know, legit soprano and opera and whatever. But there's a number that's in the show right now that's super fun where I become 25 iconic faces. It is insane. And you see me go from no makeup to makeup all on video screens. There's five of them. And it's crazy. Everybody from, like, Dolly to Madonna to Cher, Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor. It's crazy. So you need to, it's a really fun show.
All right, well, while I've got you, we're in Jackson, Tennessee, so one last question is you have to have a Carl Perkins story from Jackson, Tennessee, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, I worked with him multiple times. Do I have a story? He was just sweet to me. I'm telling you, so down to earth and just a doll. I mean, just a gentleman completely to me. I mean, I don't know if he was that way with anybody else, but he was with me.
Well, I was going to say kind of a connection with what you do through the Children's Miracle Network. You know, he had all the legacy in music, but his legacy here in his hometown is the center he started. That's the model center nationwide for exchange clubs where they take care of abused children and families with abused children. And that.
But see, I knew Carl more when he was, you know, later in years. But, you know, the thing that I would say about Carl, because I worked with the best. I mean, you name it, from, you know, Elvis to Frank Sinatra to, you know, whatever. The thing with Carl was always seemed the same to me. Fame and his longevity and all the music that he did, it never changed him.
Absolutely. He was the same guy on stage as when he walked off the stage. He always seemed to be that way.
And that is a rare quality, and always grateful and loved the fans. That's the one thing I noticed is he just had a sincere appreciation for the people that loved him through his career.
Marie Osmond with us. The new album, Music is Medicine. You can check out the new song. We're going to date play this, Baby You're Crazy. It's brand new from Marie. Catch the videos at GAC or CMT.com.
But Baby You're Crazy, I really wanted to sing that song. I don't know if people know, but after 25 years of not seeing my first husband, we ran into each other, and we started to date, and I ended up marrying him again. And, you know, I even wore the same wedding dress that I wore 30 years before. I couldn't put my arms up in that sucker, but I wore that dress, okay? But this song I recorded because, you know, when you find love, it's worth keeping. And it's a beautiful song. I love it.
Thanks, Marie. Marie Osmond on Win 106.9. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.